entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
While you slept, President Obama released another 10 prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Gitmo. Another 10 released. Now, we have not gotten confirmation from the feds, the State Department, the Pentagon, anybody at the White House. Nobody's confirmed this yet. But we are hearing reports that he did release another 10 prisoners. We don't know who the prisoners are. We haven't confirmed any of it. We don't know if 10 is an accurate number. We're just hearing reports. But you know what's really shocking about it is that so many media outlets, like even the progressive ones, seem to be outraged by this, or at least stunned. They're like, oh man, reports that 10 prisoners are released from Gitmo. I mean, I see all these tweets. Reports that...
That's Oman. The country Oman.
Oh, well, that makes more sense then. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Oman reports that 10 prisoners have been released from Gitmo. Okay. Thank you, Cal. That makes much more sense. Okay.
Happy to help.
Omani foreign minister said that the men released from Gitmo would, quote, temporarily reside in the country. He didn't say which country, though. He said the country. It could be like, you live out in the country. You know, no. You don't live in Kansas City. That's not where they're living. They're living out in the country somewhere, out in the plains. That's where it is. Out in the country, like a rural area. Or maybe he means like a country, but he's the country of, we're led to believe it's Oman. Temporarily reside. How temporary? I mean, if it's like some of the other prisoners he's released, they're not going to be there very long. They probably just left a little bit of it out. Okay, they will temporarily reside in the country until they can join ISIS and rain death upon the great infidel. That's what I'm taking it to mean. Certainly seems that way. According to the foreign ministry of Oman, the move was in response to a request by the U.S. government and, quote, out of consideration for their humanitarian situation. So Oman is saying that we gave them 10 prisoners, that we released them from Gitmo and flew them there. Nothing from the White House, the State Department, anybody to confirm this yet. But it was out of consideration for their humanitarian situation. What humanitarian situation? Likely, some of these, maybe not all, but likely some of these guys are truly bad dudes that have done horrible things. What's their humanitarian situation? They didn't identify who the prisoners were. We know that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is still, or was still, as of a couple days ago, a prisoner in Gitmo. He was the mastermind behind 9/11. 3,000 Americans died. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed planned it. Did they release him last night? I'd like some answers from the White House, wouldn't you? Don't you think they should be telling us, at very least, we have to find this news out? From Oman? We have to find this news out. We are supposed to be the freest country on the planet. A representative republic built on the foundation that the people are part of the government. And if not, it will fail. We, the people. One of our most trusted documents starts off, we, the people. And we have to find out from another country that prisoners were released. Prisoners that in some cases killed Americans. And we have to find out from Oman. All of us were affected by 9/11. All of us had to deal with it on that horrible day. And for years afterwards. But there are people who paid a greater price on 9/11. the people who lost brothers and sisters and fathers and daughters and mothers and uncles and aunts and best friends. There were people who had friends and family members on the planes that flew into those buildings, that flew into the Pentagon, that landed in rural Pennsylvania. How would you like to be those people today? As outrageous as this is, how would you like to be the parent, the sibling, the spouse of one of the people that died on 9/11 at the hands of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? And this morning, you don't know if your government just released him to Amman. You don't even know. These people are living that each and every time prisoners are released. And today, they get the news, and they don't have answers from their government. How dare you? Damn it! Even if you're going to do this, how dare you not tell people? How dare you not release the information before you release the prisoners? But you know why they didn't release the information before they released the prisoners? Because they didn't want us to know. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want us to know. It's all the optics of it. Hide it from the American people, which is the cornerstone of the Obama administration. And he's going to take it right down to the wire. How dare you? One of the most offensive things this guy has done in 8 years filled with outrageous constitutional violations. And this is one of the worst. One of the worst days in American history that we all still live, that has caused us so much heartache. The deaths, the struggles, the economic troubles, the security, the fear, the arguments, the divide, all of that. And you continue to just shove that wedge between us. Just take your finger, Obama, and shove it into the eyeball of each and every American today. Because that's what you did by releasing those prisoners and not at least having the balls to stand up and say, this is what I did or am going to do. I wasn't a fan of Gitmo. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out. Even though those people are not American citizens, I still believe in the basic values of America. Not that the Constitution applies to them. But I still would like, with other people, to practice some of those same values when possible. I didn't like the way we set up Gitmo. But this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. Gitmo has some serious failures. From its inception, there were some failures. What was your long-term plan with this? It's going to open it up and start throwing people in there and then just throw away the key and oh well. It costs us gobs of money and we have to pay policeman for the world. How come the UN isn't paying for it? At least we'd get a little bit of a break. The UN should be paying for it. We went out there and captured the dirtbags. At least the world could do is say we're going to lock all these people up because it affects the world, not just America. We're one of their chief targets, but so are other countries. Israel, Turkey at times, anybody who's a partner of America in the war on terror, any ally of America. Look at the attacks on places like Paris, Brussels. Don't these people endanger the entire world? So where was the UN paying for it back then? And where was the plan from all these other countries? All they do is sit around and criticize. Oh, you got the bleeding heart progressives all around the globe that are like, how dare you open Gitmo? What are you going to do with those people? And I'm admitting, it was a bit of failure in concept. We were desperate after 9/11. I get why it happened. Sure, I understand it. But there was no long-term plan. Meanwhile, the rest of the world criticizes us. And then what do? Fold like a house of cards and release them. What does that mean? What has transpired since 9/11? This will be what ultimately ended up happening. We spent, after having 3,000 Americans killed, after that, after it trashed our economy and everything else on 9/11, after that, we launched two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq. We spent trillions of dollars, hundreds of billions of it just vanishing into thin air. We paid people off. We set up regimes. We tore other ones down. We spent thousands more American lives and tens of thousands of lives in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world. We rounded a bunch of people up, paying for it with American lives and dollars, built a prison and put them in there, paying for that with American lives and dollars. Had it open since this entire time. And then, after we had these people in there sitting for over a decade, just getting more and more pissed off at America, we say, go ahead. No, go ahead. You can get out. How is that a plan? Obama took something that was not a great idea and made it infinitely worse. On his watch, Obama has released, if these 10 prisoners turn out to be accurate, that there's 10 that he released last night, he released 189 prisoners as president. Many of them going back to their terrorist organizations. You think they were pissed before? You're locked up for 10 years. You're going to be even more ticked off. 189 of them. So where does that leave us? If those numbers are accurate, my count is 40. 40 prisoners remain. Prior to these 10 being released, specifically Obama was working on a plan to release 19. Now, you know he promised to close down Gitmo by the end of his presidency. So likely there are 9 right now that were part of that 10 that they were specifically working on. I mean, yeah, they're working on all of them, but that was one of the plans because he just released a group of them about a week and a half ago, right after the first of the year. About 2 weeks ago. So that would mean that there's about 40 left. 9 of those 40 we know he's actively, likely has a plan for any moment, which would leave 31. If he can pull that trigger in the next couple of days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he would still have 2 full days to find a home for 31. That's not that many. My point is, he could likely do that. I'll bet you the remaining 40 go free before Donald Trump takes the oath of office. That's my prediction. Is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed the last one that they release? Where is he on the list? And my question is, what did these other countries get for taking these prisoners? Do you think Oman just said, sure, America, we love you. We'll clean up your mess. Let us take these potentially bad guys. Is that what Saudi Arabia has done when they've taken most of these? Of course not. Nothing is done without somebody benefiting somehow. If they're going to take our trash out of Gitmo Bay and help Obama look good, you don't think he gave them something? Bull crap. So what did he give them? What did President Obama give somebody else in order to take dangerous people out of Gitmo to make his presidency look better and endanger the entire world? That's the question. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com. Mercury.
A number of analysts and I are warning of a cashless society that is in our future. India recently announced an instant ban on large denomination bills. With a stroke of a pen, billions of dollars of currency taken out of circulation overnight. The result was an economic crisis. People were forced to resort to bartering for goods and services as banks closed and ATMs ran out of currency. The U.S. and Europe have discussed similar plans to eliminate large bills. Will you have the ultimate currency that can't be eliminated or printed? Now is the time to add physical gold. The only gold company that I trust is Goldline at 866-465-3546. And Goldline offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases, so you can buy with confidence. 866-465-3546. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold or silver is right for you. 1-866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, so don't ask, just call 800-667-HELP. Your confidential call to Better Addiction Care will match you with the facility that's best for you. And here's good news. FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recovery. Make the right choice. Call Better Addiction Care now. 800-667-HELP. That's 800-667-HELP. H-E-L-P.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
1645. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, the tweets are coming in. It's at Doc Thompson Show. If you would, please follow me on Twitter, at Doc Thompson Show. All right, let's see what we got here. We got... Okay, DM and DM. Ooh, hashtag angry doc. Go. Go get him.
Yeah, you were getting rowdy there.
You know what it is? In fact, it's DM's fault, by the way, because I've had like 16 cups of American Pride Roasters coffee today. I'm just
I usually do that more often. I like when angry doc shows up.
Let the fireworks fly, right?
Well, that's it. Yeah, like three or four of those a day.
Yeah, American Pride Roasters, the official coffee of the morning Blaze, where I broadcast on the Blaze Radio Network each and every morning, weekday morning, that is. It's 6 to 9 p.m., no, a.m. Eastern Time, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, the morning Blaze. Oh, by the way, Cal, have you seen the, you're not a big coffee drinker, though, are you?
Nah, not really big on coffee.
I love the coffee, and I love the American Pride Roasters, but they have a new blend. So get this. So he gets this really rare coffee bean. We do a lot with entrepreneurs in the morning Blaze. We offer free commercials and different things because we do our Building America segments, which we have one tomorrow morning, by the way. If you would tune in, it's just theblaze.com/radio. Anyway, and you can listen to the podcast throughout the day. We feature a business. We have a great story tomorrow of a woman who built her own home with her kids with no knowledge of how to build a home. She just watched tutorials online. That is so darn cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I'm like,
wow, I can't even put together an IKEA dresser. This woman like built a house with YouTube videos.
Yeah. I'm actually handy at, you know, doing some home construction. And I still, when I watch the tutorials, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Do you have to do this? I have all these questions, so I can't believe they got it done. But yeah, we're going to talk to her tomorrow, and she has a book out about it, so we'll give her some free promotion, but you can too. Just use the hashtag Building America on Twitter, and we'll try to retweet and get you on for some interviews at some point. But American Pride Roasters is one of those that we helped out back in the day, and now they're the official coffee, the morning Blaze. But, he has a coffee that is a really rare coffee bean and uber expensive, and he got it for a discount. Now the coffee's still expensive, but if you are a true coffee lover, you got to check it out. Just go to AmericaPrideRoasters.com. It's not for the average. It's not, you know, you slop out to the guests when they come over. No, no, this is one for you. If you like coffee, you get a cup and you go over and you sit down by yourself and you enjoy a good cup of coffee.
Where does he get his beans from?
All over the world. All over the world. He gets them from some guy named Tony out of the back of a car in Chicago. That's where he gets them. All over the globe. But this, Cal, he themed this because they're all themed. This is really cool. If you're an entrepreneur, you'll love this. He themed it after the Cloud Club. You know the story of the Cloud Club?
No, it was a Cloud Club.
Oh, 1920s America, Industrial Revolution, robber barons. Oh, the roaring 20s. And there was a very elite club located in the Chrysler Building of only 300 of the richest people in America. They had two floors of this just for this private club. Read for yourself. Just go to AmericaPrideRoasters.com and you can check it out and try the coffee. I'm warning you, it's pricey. The rest of their coffee's, you know, reasonable. It's awesome, but it's pricey, as it should be for this quality of bean we're talking about. But
nothing wrong with a little bit of a price tag for something worth it, valuable.
Right. Well, and this is, I mean, Cal, you and I, we live, we're modest means. We got family. We help other people out or whatever. But you got to have your thing that you spend a little bit on now and then, right?
For me, it's usually technology, phones and gadgets.
Yeah, you do that now and then. For me, it's food. It's I love the food. Stinky tweeting at Doc Thompson Show. More cargo planes full of cash. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Absolutely. Mike Opalka's at Stuntbrain on Twitter. He's from, of course, the Blaze Radio Network. He said, the most transparent administration ever. And by transparent, I mean opaque. Yeah, if they're so transparent, how come we didn't know about these 10 Gitmo prisoners? Until now, from Oman. Apparently, Oman's more transparent.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
All right, I'm going to be heading to D.C. for the inauguration. Don't look for me on stage or nearby or anything like that because it's my job to hang out with the freaks. No, I don't mean the Trump support. I mean the protesters. That's what I do. If you, my coverage of the conventions over the summer, that's what it was, showing you all the freaks out there. And there are countless freaks descending upon Washington, D.C., adding to the already great number of freaks in D.C. There are so many protests and groups of people that are protesting, I can't even keep them straight. No, I can't. It is possibly going to be one of the greatest spectacles in American history. I really think that. We had stories that there are poets, the best-known American poets, are protesting. They've already been protesting. Yeah, apparently there are poets and they're going to be protesting. There's a million women's march on Saturday after the inauguration on Friday. And countless little stations set up all over the district to protest. If you're going to D.C., it's going to be horrible. I'm going for work, so I'm going to do some coverage with Conservative Review and my buddy Dan Bongino and Michelle Malkin, they're both very good, and it's going to be fun to work with them. And I'll also do some coverage at TheBlaze.com, The Blaze Facebook page, so both Conservative Review and The Blaze I'll be doing some stuff for. I'll be doing coverage all day Thursday, Friday, and possibly part of Saturday as well, so make sure to check that out. But here's one of the protests, and this isn't even in D.C., I'm pretty sure this is in Los Angeles. There's an artist known as In Decline. Not In Decline, multiple, one word, In Decline. Cal, I mean, you know, In Decline. I mean, the great artist that does work all over. I mean, you're familiar with his work, right?
Of course.
Can you help me out? Because I have no idea.
That's the one with the thing, the one with the thing.
The naked Trump statue.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes, exactly. In Decline is currently creating a mural on a wall of a building, it looks like, outside of, I think this is in Los Angeles, outside a building in Los Angeles, that he says represents the presidency of President-elect Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's still not president yet, but prior to him being president, before we know what his presidency is going to be or do or look like, we can speculate, but until it's minute one into his presidency, we really do not know. But he knows, and he's drawing a mural to show what will represent the presidency of President-elect Donald Trump. Not what he believes, just what is. He wouldn't say what the mural will look like. You can kind of see pieces of it. There's a story at The Blaze. You can find it. But we do know the medium. Blood. He's making it out of blood. He's painting the mural out of blood.
Any specific type?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a blood type that that works better for such things. I mean, it's blood on brick. So, you know, I don't know what's going to stick. I mean, that's the official, you know, like ink on paper. It's blood on brick.
A lot of blood.
It's Los Angeles, so I imagine you can just get blood anywhere, right?
I mean, technically, you go to East LA and...
I mean, you just, you don't have to order that. You just look around. You're like, oh, there's a puddle. Let me dab my paintbrush and get to it.
I mean, for a whole mural, that's a lot of blood. That's a good amount.
I think he got 20 pints is what he said. Doesn't that just wash off? That's not like
blood
oil
stains.
Base. I mean, it stains, but.
You ever cut yourself and get blood on your shirt and try to get that off? Not coming off.
Yeah, but he's not doing it on white cotton shirt. He's doing it on brick. I can't imagine that would.
Maybe he's going to add to it. Make his own kind of
paint. These crazy artists. I don't know. He said, we weren't planning anything until he was actually elected and decided to make a statement. Cal, does this make a statement? An artist painting a mural in blood. Does it make a statement?
A little bit.
I think it does too. And the statement it's making to me is the artist is off his rocker. He's out of his ever-loving mind.
I mean, art is subjective. You know, everybody's got their opinion on it.
Yeah, this isn't art, just so you know. This is not
art. Your opinion is this guy's out of his mind.
Yeah, it's not art, I can tell you that. You're right, it is subjective. Everyone has a different opinion. We all going to say different things are art, but this is not art. I'm going to stick to that. He said he wanted to make a statement, a protest against his inauguration. As the leaders of this piece, speaking on behalf of the arts community, I'm letting this administration know we're not going anywhere. And this is what he's going to be up against for the next 4 years, Cal. There it is.
He's not messing around.
So what is he going to be up against for the next 4 years? You making stupid murals out of blood?
Exactly. Next one's going to be out of some other bodily fluid.
You're right. I'm like, what are you? Let me quote again. As a leader of this piece, speaking on behalf of the arts community, I'm letting this administration know we're not going anywhere. And this is what he's going to be up against for the next 4 years. Wow. You might be giving yourself too much credit there, buddy. I'm sure Donald Trump is up at night going, oh, darn, what does the art community think of me? What does the art community of Los Angeles think of me?
I wonder if they think I'm tremendous.
I'm sure they think I'm tremendous. It's not like the art community in Chicago. They're all losers. Nobody goes there and enjoys their art anymore. It's all about Los Angeles. Wait, what? It's a mural out of blood protesting me? Okay, they're all losers in Los Angeles as well.
That's not real art. I know what real art is. I have dogs playing poker in my living room. That's art.
I have a velvet Elvis. We call them Velvises from back in the day. They're tremendous. You should get one. They're amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure he's worried about the art community of Los Angeles. I don't think that's how it's rolling out there. But nevertheless, that's what he's working on. Oh, let's see what other craziness they have going on as people descend upon Washington, D.C. in the next couple of weeks or so. They've got additional security measures. Now, this is additional security measures above and beyond an inauguration in today's day and age. They say that they've taken additional security measures to protect against vehicle attacks. We've told you, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when someone is going to pull off a more effective than Ohio State vehicle attack, where you just drive over people. Not that that didn't do some damage, of course it did, it wasn't good. But it wasn't to the level of Nice. I mean, that's incredible. They're also protecting, they say they're specifically looking for lone wolf shooters, trucks, and trucks. Some weaponized drones. You know that's going to be a thing eventually. Well, why wouldn't somebody? I don't know. I'm guessing, guess you could go about it a lot of different ways. But yeah, weaponized drones, lone wolf shooters, and trucks. That's specifically what they're looking for in addition to the normal security around an event like this. It's going to be amazing. An amazing spectacle. All right, let me get a break in. We'll come back and wrap things up. If you would, again, please follow at Doc Thompson Show. That's at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Doc Thompson Show. It's Doc Thompson Show.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, some really good tweets coming in at Doc Thompson Show. Donald Norman tweeting, in decline, the artist, must be an elector for Nobel Prize Committee because Obama got one before he did anything. No. Obama got one for getting elected. That's what it was. The guy who has killed countless people with drones. I mean, he's waged war. He's done the whole thing. But Nobel Prize, the guy who's divided America, all of this, yeah. Scott tweeting, at Doc Thompson Show, both your Trump impressions sound more like Alec Baldwin.
I don't know what you mean, Scott. Mine's tremendous. You're obviously a loser. Nobody likes you anymore.
Okay, I'm gonna admit, Scott, it sucks. You're right. Let's see here. Jackie, 1028, tweeting at Doc Thompson Show. Why release Gitmo prisoners and not announce it in the middle of the night? To blame Trump's policies when they return an attack. Jackie, as crazy as that is, there are going to be people out there that argue that this is Donald Trump's fault. Somehow... In the next couple of years, if one of these prisoners, even if it was one that was released 3 years ago, comes back and attacks America in an obvious way, and you're like, oh, this is the guy we had in Gitmo 4 years ago or whatever, they're going to find a way to blame it on Donald Trump. And I know you're saying that, Doc, how can they do that? That's crazy. What excuse? I don't know. But they do this all the time. Right? I mean, it's spin. It's fake news. Somehow they're going to do it. As I said, I'm not even the Donald Trump fan. I'm not the guy that went out and supported and got crazy for him. Again, I think he's likely going to do some good things. I understand why people supported him. I just vote on track record. Fine. Great. Good. But yeah, they're going to do everything they can. I think Glenn said the other day that Russia's influence, the allegations that they influenced the election, is his birther moment. And he's right. They've got to find a way to always delegitimize a president. That's their motivation in this. It's all that power back and forth. By the way, Cal, I'm a little disappointed here. My tweet at Donald Trump didn't get retweeted by Donald Trump. Not even commented. He didn't attack me or anything.
You have to make a little more noise.
I mean, I got a couple of retweets and a couple likes and a couple comments.
What'd you
I
say
mean,
exactly?
I put at real Donald Trump, please tweet that people can buy a snowflake, an official participation trophy at dnctrophy.com.
That's your problem right there. You can't ask him to tweet or retweet.
As he's got to be a jerk.
Thousands and millions of people every day asking him to, you know, help them.
But this is a big time radio show, though. What do I have to?
I don't know if you did. You didn't mention where you work, did you?
Well, I think it says on the top of it there. If you go to Doc Thompson Show, yeah. I was thinking
he hasn't been the biggest fan. If you've heard this past, I don't have to spell it
out
for you.
Sure, I know, but. You know, I mean, that's good. He doesn't like John Lewis. John Lewis's books are flying off the shelves now. I'm saying he doesn't like The Blaze. I mean, hey, say something horrible about me.
You got to insult him to get his attention.
Yeah, but I mean, what am I going to insult him about?
I don't know. Something, you're really going to have to get creative there. I would have to do everything for you. I mean, come on, you know how to insult people.
No, I do, but I'm just saying this: the stuff I insult people about or get snarky about or stuff that they're doing wrong. And I mean, although there are things wrong, there's...
See,
he
listen,
has to be in office a little bit,
John,
before there's some serious glaring errors.
What's his name?
Most
John,
of the errors he has, like appointments, are like, oh, okay, I don't agree with that. It's not horrible. It's, you know, it's kind of a gray area. There's nothing like the obvious crap going wrong. I mean, like releasing 10 prisoners in the middle of the night from Gitmo. Boop. Okay, that's, you know, he screws something about the VA or something after he's president 6 months or so. I got some problem. But until then, I'm looking for some...
You got to say something that's going to get his attention and make it, because it's also got to get attention from the outside as well, because, you know, that whole he's ineffective
work on it.
President was on national TV.
Do I need something attention. Embarrassing like the naked Trump statues? If I did something like that, I think that could get some attention.
I think that'll get his attention. Or something get an like SNL skit going. Get on
okay,
SNL.
Here's my next question. How do I get enough attention by pissing him off that he'll retweet my little trophies that I'm selling, but not enough that he sicks the IRS on me.
That's the needle. It's a fine line.
That's the needle I need to thread, Cal.
Thread the needle.
That's the one right there, that meaty little part that says, hey, Doc, let me help you make a whole lot of money, but hey, you didn't tick me off to the point that I'm going to sick the IRS on you or the NSA or anything else. Oh, sorry, Doc, some trouble when you travel through TSA.
Very fine line.
Right. I mean, I don't need to go through what you go through when I travel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
don't
want to do that. It's not fun.
I don't want that or whatever. So, all right. Well, I'm going to work on this. So if you think of anything, let me know, Cal. Maybe you retweet it out there. Okay?
Maybe insult his wife or his kids or something.
I don't know. His kids are kind of okay, though. I mean, his sons look a little goofy. They seem like a little slimy. I don't know enough about them to say huge problem. I don't like the daughter. Ivanka, yeah, I don't like her crap with the green stuff. I could do that. She's got that, and then also the free child care. Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, that's horrible. Okay, maybe that's the direction I go.
Something like, hey, at Donald Trump, get your girl in check or something. Get your daughter in check.
That's a good one. Yeah, because his wife, I got no beef with her. She's, you know, whatever. She hasn't said anything. All right, I'm going to keep working on it. If you would, please join us tomorrow morning on the Blaze Radio Network, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time at theblaze.com/radio. Have a great day. Doc Thompson in for Glenn Beck. Good night, Steve Cannon, wherever you are.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.